Okay. We're gonna do something a little different today. I want you to stand up. Oh, you are a lot scrawnier than I expected. No wonder you're here listening to me instead of out getting some pussy. But whatever. I want you to take your pants off, and once you've done that, take your shirt off too. Your chest is practically concave. Oh, I have never seen a man. No, wait. Let's be real. I've never seen a boy as weak and as small as you are. Whatever. This should be interesting, anyways. Now, stand still. Let me get a good look at you. I want to know what I'm working with. Not much, clearly. Your arms are tiny. I know boys even younger than you whose cocks are as thick around as your feeble little arms are. You mustn't get much female attention, eh? Hold on, rhetorical question, I already know the answer. Do me a favor and flex your arms. Oh god, no, stop. That is pathetic. I thought that it would help, but no. Well, here's a fun idea. You don't have to stay standing for this, but you're taking your underwear off now. And you're not going to use your hands. Go on. No hands. Oh my god, you are pathetic. You look like an idiot. Oh, seriously, you'll do anything I tell you, won't you? Are you that desperate? Whatever, get them off and lay down. Oh, look at this. It just gets better and better. That's it? That's all you're packing down there? Oh, baby, I feel sorry for you. Better yet, sorry for the poor girls who've ever had to sleep with you. That is, if you could ever even get any. Which. It's pretty doubtful considering you have the body and the cock of a child. Whatever. Get it hard. I want to see that little thing when it's hard. Do it. Spit on your hand. Good. Now use it to stroke your cock. Good. Keep stroking it. I need to see if it ever gets any better. Wow, that was quick and seriously disappointing. That's really it, huh? God, my boyfriend's cock is at least twice as big as yours. This is honestly a little sad. You must love being told what to do if you're already rock hard. Little bitch. What kind of man gets off on being bossed around by a woman? You do realize that you're supposed to be the dominant one, right? That by all means, it should be you telling me what to do, using me for your pleasure. But be real, I would never waste my time even trying to please a little boy like you. A man? Yes, a boy. Glad you're still rubbing your cock at least. Look at it. Seriously. Oh, you know what I'm gonna ask you to do? Squeeze it. Your cock. And hard. You feel that? That's the most your cock is ever going to get. Your stupid little hand wrapped around it. Ugh, I actually feel sorry for you. This is seriously disappointing. It must be every single day. I mean, waking up and remembering your cock is so tiny. Looking at yourself in the mirror and seeing a weak, poor excuse for a man staring back at you. And still going, huh? Still stroking that little cock. Pathetic. Well, at least you know how to follow instructions. I'm gonna go home, and you wanna guess what I'm gonna do when I get there? Keep stroking and listen to me. I'm gonna get fucked, ravaged by my boyfriend. He's gonna pin me down, tear my panties off, and fuck me with his big, thick cock. And he'll throw me around like a fucking rag doll because I love nothing more than to watch his sexy muscles flex while he pushes me around and takes what he wants. See, oh, that's a man. That is somebody I will do anything to satisfy. You will never have that. Not with a dick that small and a body like a little girl. What are you smirking about? Are you actually enjoying this? Oh, you like the thought of me getting royally fucked, don't you? Must be nice imagining a girl getting fucked, since it's doubtful you'll ever experience that in real life. Oh, I'm being mean, aren't I? But must be really kind of make it easy. How desperate are you to come? You know what you're gonna do? Take your other hand and wait. First, suck on your middle finger for me. Harder. Suck it like it's a cock and you want it to shoot warm, sticky cum at the back of your throat. Oh, wow. Okay, you look a little experienced with that, eh? Now take your hand, wrap your arm down and under your thigh, and you're going to use that finger to gently, I'm not that mean, rub your asshole. And keep stroking your cock, don't stop. Wow, seriously, anything, you will do anything I say, won't you? How does it feel? I'm starting to think that maybe I'm the wrong person for this. Would you prefer a big man to boss you around? Keep going, I didn't say stop. Are you almost ready to come for me? I'll bet. You can stop playing with your ass now. Do you want to come? Do you? Then beg me. Beg me. Say, cat, may I please come? No, that was pitiful. Do it again. Beg me like you fucking mean it. That was good. Good job, Peanut. But the answer is no. Not yet. I have a precursor to all of this. Don't stop stroking your cock. And don't you dare fucking come without my permission. So, unless you want a bad case of blue balls today, you're gonna do something for me after you come. And I'm gonna need your promise. You mentioned having to pee before we started, and I said no. Guess what? If you wanna come, it had better immediately be followed up by you pissing all over yourself. I'm really not joking, and I assure you that you do not want to disappoint me. I will make sure that no woman ever touches you, and that every man you cross will laugh at you. That everybody will know what a depraved, small, cocked, tiny little bitch you are. I mean, you touched your own asshole for me. So, it's in your best interest to listen to me, correct? Good. Now ask me again. Cat, may I please come? Yes, you may. You can come for me. Fucking come all over yourself. Oh, use that small little cock and blow your load. Oh, good. Oh, good boy. Now, a deal's a deal. I know you have to piss, especially after all of that. Come on, don't disappoint me. Even just a little bit. There you go. Good job. Wow. Oh my god. I cannot believe the deplorable shit you will do just to get some action. And I didn't even have to touch you. Oh, pissing and coming all over yourself. You're like a dog. Good boy. Now, go and clean yourself up.